When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is foreclosures and other opportunities for real estate investors in 2021. But before we get started, want to touch base with you guys and see how you're doing. We're starting off 2021. I hope you guys are all prepared for it. You have your strategic action plans together and you guys are like moving forward. And I just know, despite whatever happens in this economy or in a lot of different factors here, we can still do well in real estate investing. And that's the truth. And it's been proven by a lot of people. Sometimes when things get really bad is when real estate investors do the best. So as you can tell, my voice is kind of dropping here and I'm really sorry about that. Just been sort of battling a little, I don't know what it is, cold here or something. I don't want to use the word virus because everybody's going to think, oh no. But anyway, bear with me. We'll make it through this Fun Fact Friday here. All right, tip of the week. Okay, always buy below market. And I know a lot of people criticize me for this and say that you can't do that in today's market. Well, actually, you can. And there have been a lot of investors that just have stuck to that and have done it even through 2020, through the craziness of 2020. So investing in real estate and investing in the stock market has a lot in common. You're always looking for the best deal, right? Obviously, a discerning stock market investor wouldn't buy stocks while their prices are high, especially if he's planning on holding them for a while. Instead, you might want to follow Warren Buffett's principle of getting greedy when everyone else gets fearful. He'll buy stocks that are beaten down and make a killing when they turn around. Well, the same principle applies to real estate investing. Try not paying the full price when buying properties. Look for foreclosures, distressed properties, FSBO, for sale by owner, and wholesale properties whose prices come with great discounts. Of course, they may need some work, and you have to factor that in there, especially if there's, you know, significant rehab to be done. But if you can rehab it and you can still keep it below market, you're already ahead of the game. Well, all right, let's jump into our topic for today, foreclosures and other opportunities for real estate investors in 2021. The year 2020 was brutal for many. Economic shutdowns related to the coronavirus resulted in millions of unemployed Americans. Thankfully, the CARES Act extended some relief to property owners, but despite their efforts and the gradual reopening of the economy, there are still a large number, millions of people unemployed currently. High unemployment is often linked to high mortgage delinquencies and eventually foreclosures. Black Knight's October mortgage report found 3.4 million delinquent mortgages 90 days or more delinquent. However, despite high unemployment and a surge in mortgage delinquencies, foreclosure activity has improved somewhat in 2020. nearly 90% over-year reduction in foreclosure starts. So that was in 2020. The reduced number of foreclosures despite high mortgage delinquencies is largely due to protections granted by foreclosure moratoriums enacted by state and federal agencies. So what's going to happen this year, 2021? As these projections are set to expire at the end of 2020, many real estate investors are wondering what foreclosure investing will look like in the coming year. While many signs point to an increase in foreclosure properties hitting the market, in reality, no one really knows for sure. I personally feel there are two likely scenarios for what foreclosure investing may be like in 2021. One is an increase in foreclosures due to the large number of homeowners still out of work. And that is still a reality. Unemployment is high. Or a decrease in foreclosures due to new policies that could extend foreclosure moratoriums. Now, in the first scenario, an increase in foreclosures, right now, all signs point to an increase in foreclosure activity, with many forbearance periods expiring at the end of 2020 and early 2021, and the high number of people unemployed, it's unlikely many of those currently delinquent will be in different situation in order to reinstate their debt obligations. Without extended foreclosure moratoriums or forbearance periods, it's extremely likely foreclosure starts will start to increase steadily over the year. Since foreclosure timelines vary by state and can happen as quickly as a few months up to a few months depending on the state, if scenario one does play out as described, investors can expect to see an uptick in foreclosure properties hitting the market around late summer 2021 to early spring 2022. It's unlikely pricing for foreclosures, particularly at first, will be reflective of large discounts like we saw during the Great Recession. Right now, demand for real estate is high in many markets, with values being driven up. An increase in foreclosure properties would help balance demand and supply and likely slightly lower values a bit. I personally think dramatic discounts, even with foreclosure properties, are likely in 2021, but I would say maybe a little less than you would expect. In scenario two, where there is a decrease in foreclosures, the other potential outcome for 2021 is a decrease in foreclosures reflective of what we saw in 2020. This would happen if the new Biden administration extends forbearance and or foreclosure moratoriums or offers new protections that limit a lender's ability to foreclose in the coming year. In this scenario, mortgage delinquencies will remain high, but foreclosure starts will continue to decline. And real estate values will continue to rise as demand outpaces supply. Right now, there are still a great number of unknowns that will affect the outcome for the next year. I personally think scenario one is a possibility, but with the change in administration, we really don't know what's going to happen that would affect, you know, scenario two from happening. Now, in addition to foreclosure, there are other opportunities that you might want to think about as a real estate investor that are more likely, and I would say would, it will probably be a very, very hot areas to invest. You should be prepared for a large uptick in commercial real estate foreclosures despite continued projections. Current regulation isn't offering the same foreclosure alternatives and protections to investor-owned real estate. And with such a tough 2020 for many commercial sectors, I expect 2021 will be just as prevalent for CRE foreclosures. So it's going to be a little bit different in that sector, and I think that's where a lot of the opportunities will be. If I've learned anything about anything as an investor, it's that real estate market is constantly changing. An investment strategy or market area once ripe with opportunity can quickly dry up. A big part of being successful in real estate is being able to identify present market opportunities and having the flexibility and forethought to pivot, to take advantage of them. Those people that had the cash in hand right during the Great Recession were the ones that profited big and were able to invest in low priced properties and to be able to benefit later on. So spotting these things is important. Here are just five of the, you know, maybe it's some of the big potential investment opportunities for 2021. First area, adaptive reuse of unwanted retail, hotel, and office space. And those that have been listening to the show know I've been talking a lot about that. Adaptive reuse, the process of converting and redeveloping unwanted real estate into a different type of real estate that better serves current and future market demand, will undoubtedly be what saves many commercial investors in the wake of the global pandemic. Hotels, entertainment venues, office buildings, and retail were severely impacted by the coronavirus crisis. Recent reopenings have helped subside the impact a bit, but unprecedentedly, low demand has resulted in a number of businesses closing their doors or filing bankruptcy. Recovery is inevitable, but it will take time, and suffering property owners will need to get creative in the meantime. Affordable housing and industrial real estate are two sectors in high demand. Turning an old hotel in the heart of the city into an affordable housing project or converting an old retail building into an industrial distribution center or warehouse may be a more profitable long-term solution. While there are definitely a number of hurdles to overcome in the process, including zoning and city regulations, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. Number two is industrial real estate. Industrial real estate has been one of the top performing sectors of commercial retail for the past several years based on returns and demand. In many ways, the global pandemic accelerated the demand for industrial space, putting pressure on cold storage warehouses and distribution centers and data centers in particular. While this demand is likely just a temporary surge, it's very likely this sector will continue well into the year and maybe into 2022. Those of you that have seen the Amazon warehouses popping up in your town or your neighborhood, I mean, that is continuing at a massive basis and they're hiring tons of people. So that's an example of the type of industrial space that is in hot demand right now. Another area is non-performing mortgages, and we've had guests on our show that have talked about investing in deeds and trusts, and this is a hot area. There's a talk of a potential, if there is a potential foreclosure in 2021, pending no national foreclosure moratoriums or protections enacted by the Biden administration, you could see some significant activity here. As of October 2020, it's a little bit older, but 4.57% of all residential loans are 90 days or more delinquent, which equates to about 2.258 million. That's a lot. And I'm not talking about dollars, I'm talking about number of loans. This number doesn't include the 202,000 forbearance plans that were set to expire in the latter part of 2020. There's tremendous pressure on lenders and servicers to maintain these debt obligations, which is why the government has been using quantitative easing. And that's the slow and steady influx of cash into the financial markets to keep the real estate afloat. But that can only last so long. Eventually, banks will be forced to reconcile their books and either foreclose on the delinquent loans or sell the loans at a loss. Neither scenario plays well for the banks, but in most cases, the mass sale of delinquent loans is the easier route, giving them the cash they want and need now while reducing their overall burden. Before the foreclosure wave that followed the Great Recession, millions of non-performing mortgages were sold on the secondary market. Investors, large and small, were able to purchase their loans at a steep discount, working to find a long-term resolution for the delinquency, which can include a forbearance plan, modifying the loan, a deed in lieu, or foreclosure. Foreclosures take time, and investors hoping for a sudden spike in foreclosure opportunities may be missing that opportunity. It depends on what's going to happen with the new administration. I personally, know people that got their start in real estate investing with non-performing loans just after the Great Recession. This is an area I have been looking at seriously and think that there is great opportunity with. Another area is rental property in depressed markets from tight-strapped landlords. While many rental properties are seeing an uptick in demand and rental rates, other areas aren't so lucky. High-density urban areas are experiencing a mass exodus of residents fleeing the expensive and populated metro centers for more space and budget-friendly accommodations in the suburbs. Eviction moratoriums have left hundreds of thousands of landlords in the dust, unable to evict non-paying tenants, but still responsible for maintaining the property and paying taxes, insurance, and their mortgage. Many tight-strapped landlords will eventually be forced to sell. Investors with the patience and capital to ride out the current wave, and you do have to have the reserve and the capital to make this move, but if you possibly pick up one of these rental investments at a discount, it could be something that could be great if there is a good rebound in the inner cities. Another area is fix and flip. The fix and flip market had actually done pretty well in 2020. Initial worries about another real estate bubble were quickly put to rest as home values increased dramatically and demand outpaced supply in most markets. At the end of 2019 and the start of 2020, fix and flip activity was up, but profits were down. Things reversed in the second quarter of 2020 as some investors took a step back from the market to see how the coronavirus pandemic would play out. Considering demand remains high for newly renovated homes, I believe 2021 will be another active year for investors looking to fix and flip. Investors will need to be diligent with their numbers, as I predict the hot real estate market will drive investors back into the business, increasing competition and pushing returns down. So in conclusion here, I see that there are a number of sectors that have opportunities, and especially if foreclosures peak like they may do. We don't know yet. If things continue on their current track, I believe 2021 could play out to be a very profitable year for investors who are informed and ready to pivot. That's what we have to do when change happens. And we don't know the impact of the new administration yet. We don't know exactly how that's going to hit just our standard value add investors or people that are just buying and holding and renting. We won't know. We do know that there will be increases in taxes. It's already been stated. So that will impact returns. But we don't know really fully what the full impact will be. So as always, investors should conduct their own due diligence about each investment. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog Investors, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled Foreclosures and Other Opportunities for Real Estate Investors in 2021. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.